News release. U.S. Senator Gary Peters. The U.S. Senate has unanimously passed U.S. Senator Gary Peters's, MI, bipartisan legislation to establish a National Manufacturing Advisory Council within the U.S. Department of Commerce. Peters's National Manufacturing Advisory Council for the 21st Century Act, which he reintroduced with U.S. Senators Marco Rubio, R. Florida, Tammy Baldwin, DWI, and Mike Braun, R. In, would establish the National Manufacturing Advisory Council as a key component in developing federal manufacturing policy. The National Manufacturing Advisory Council would be made up of manufacturers, labor representatives, and academic experts. It would serve as a bridge between the manufacturing sector and federal government to improve communication and collaboration, and better support the industry and its workforce. The Advisory Council would then advise the Secretary of Commerce and Congress annually on how to ensure the U.S. remains the top destination globally for investment in manufacturing by providing lawmakers with a national strategic plan, including recommendations to address workforce issues, supply chain interruptions, and other logistical and emerging challenges. We must ensure that the United States remains a global powerhouse for advanced manufacturing to continue to drive economic growth and outcompete countries like China, said Senator Peters, a member of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. This bipartisan legislation would bring together and amplify the voices of manufacturers, workers, and experts in the industry to help strengthen our federal manufacturing policy. In doing so, we can proactively address rising challenges and better seize opportunities that will propel American manufacturing to new heights in the coming years. This initiative, the National Manufacturing Advisory Council Act, is designed to improve the resources and support for our nation's small and medium-sized manufacturers, which are a truly vital driver of our economy. I applaud Senator Peters for his steadfast, unwavering commitment to American manufacturing, said Ingrid Teig, president of the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center, the Michigan representative of the Hollings Manufacturing Extension Partnership, MEP, program, part of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST. We applaud Senator Gary Peters for leading this bill to improve the federal government's planning and coordination of efforts to strengthen domestic manufacturing, said Scott Paul, president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing. Recent supply chain disruptions have made clear that it is time for the United States to shore up its critical manufacturing capabilities, which will not only better prepare us for the next crisis but also create jobs and boost the economy. This increased coordination between the many programs designed to support our manufacturers and their workers is an important step towards rebuilding our industrial base. We are grateful to Senator Peters for his efforts to bolster American manufacturing. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers, AEM, applauds the Senate's passage of the National Manufacturing Advisory Council for the 21st Century Act, and commends Sen. Gary Peters and Senator Marco Rubio for their continued bipartisan leadership on behalf of the manufacturing sector and for introducing legislation that will prioritize a national strategy focused on ensuring American manufacturing policy can rapidly respond to changes in the global marketplace, said Kip Eidberg, AEM Senior Vice President of Government and Industry Relations. Our economic prosperity and national security depend on a strong manufacturing sector, and establishing a National Manufacturing Advisory Council will help unleash innovation and mobilize a comprehensive, coordinated, and competent national effort in support of the manufacturing sector and its workforce. We commend Senator Gary Peters, DMI, and Senator Marco Rubio, R. Florida, for passing legislation to establish a National Manufacturing Advisory Council, said Anna Mewison, Senior Vice President of Governmental Affairs for the Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association, MEMA. This council will be a forum for manufacturers and other key stakeholders to provide input to the Department of Commerce, DOC, on important long-range issues such as workforce, supply chain, technology, and global and domestic trends. The NMAC legislation would also foster better coordination of federal manufacturing policy in the DOC and across the federal government. When this legislation is enacted, it will be an asset to assist in retaining U.S. competitiveness in critical manufacturing sectors like motor vehicle parts. The Advisory Council would meet at least twice a year to advise the Secretary of Commerce on policies and programs that affect manufacturing and would propose solutions to problems facing manufacturers in the United States. Specifically, the Advisory Council would be required to identify and assess the impacts of technological developments, production capacity, skill availability, investment patterns, and emerging defense needs on the manufacturing competitiveness of the United States. Solicit input from the public and private sectors as well as academia on emerging trends in manufacturing. Provide recommendations to the Secretary regarding global and domestic manufacturing trends threatening the U.S. manufacturing sector, including supply chain interruptions, logistical challenges, and technological changes. The Advisory Council would also advise the Secretary on areas to increase federal attention with respect to manufacturing, as well as matters relating to the U.S. manufacturing workforce, such as the impact of burgeoning technology and worker training and education priorities. Identify regulatory issues encountered by the domestic manufacturing sector and provide advice to the Secretary on how to mitigate issues by fostering a favorable environment for manufacturers, workers, and consumers. Peters's National Manufacturing Advisory Council for the 21st Century Act is also supported by the American Small Manufacturers Coalition, ASMC. American Equipment Manufacturers, AEM, Alliance for American Manufacturing, AAM, and Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association, MEMA. Peters has made strengthening domestic manufacturing and supply chains a top priority. Peters helped author and pass into law the CHIPS and Science Act to boost U.S. manufacturing of semiconductor chips, strengthen critical domestic supply chains, and create good-paying American jobs. The CHIPS and Science Act additionally authorized increased funding for the Manufacturing Extension Partnership, MEP, program, which has been a priority for Peters. Peters additionally supported and helped pass the Inflation Reduction Act, which will strengthen domestic manufacturing, onshore our supply chains, combat the climate crisis, and create millions of American jobs. In May 2024, the Senate also unanimously passed Peters's Bipartisan Strengthening Support for American Manufacturing Act to help strengthen federal efforts to boost domestic manufacturing and support American workers. Last year, the Senate also unanimously passed Peters's bipartisan legislation to strengthen federal efforts to expand domestic manufacturing of semiconductor chips.